Coach, once you're up and settled, we'll start off just by taking an opening statement from you on the game tonight.
Yeah, that was a good old-fashioned ass-kicking is what happened to us. That's what that was. Out-competed, out-battled for every puck, out-battled on the wall, out-battled in the slot. They played winning hockey. They wanted to win. They wanted a heck of a lot more than we did. And give them credit. He's got that team playing together. They were connected in all three zones. We weren't connected at all. We didn't want to do what it takes to play winning hockey. They did. They deserved everything they got, and we deserved everything we got tonight. We're lucky it was as close as it was, to be quite honest with you. I'll take responsibility. Obviously, I didn't have our guys ready. We just played these guys 2 weeks ago. We understand how they play. But we didn't want to match their intensity, their compete. So credit to them. Credit to their coaching staff. They've done a great job.
Thanks, Coach. Just raise your hand. We'll start right up front with Rich.
Hi, Jay. Rich Thompson, Mass Live. Just talk about that second period. How did it get away from you so fast?
They push. They come. They're going to continue to put pucks behind you. Forecheck. We didn't win pucks on the wall. We didn't get the puck out, and that's what happened. They scored both goals off of forechecks, and we were just giving them the puck. And they jumped us, and we weren't very good in the first too. We came out of the first 1-0. We were lucky as well. That's how they play, and I guess our guys weren't determined enough to fight back.
Right now,
Claire Smesny, WTBU Sports. I guess. I'm wondering if you saw anything different in their game or your game, I guess, compared to, as you said, you saw them fairly recently. So just was there anything different specifically that you saw?
Nah, other than them out-competing us, no. Nothing.
Coach Mitch Fink, Boston Hockey Blog. Why do you think UConn is so difficult to break down once they build a lead?
Because they, all five guys play together. They work as hard as they can back into their end. They'll try to block every shot. When they'll keep putting pucks behind you, they'll continue to do it. They stomp down the walls. They force you into turnovers, and if you're not willing to play a heavy game against them, it's going to be difficult. And that's what happened.
Eli Cloutier, Boston Hockey Blog. You guys, failed to generate offense at even strength today, and that's been a thing earlier in the season against top competition. Just what specifically about today made it hard for you guys to generate an even strike?
Well, they do a good job trying to outnumber you in the offensive zone, and we didn't win enough puck battles there. You got to win puck battles. We were not very good through the neutral zone, especially in the first period. We weren't willing to put pucks behind them and go win puck battles and recover pucks and win 50-50 battles, and there's a big reason why. We had nothing going on even strength.
We'll go to Josh Vina, then over to John.
Josh Vina, Shaw College Hockey News. I think this has been kind of a theme throughout the season where the team hasn't been able to be consistent and some games hasn't had that effort. There's a week left now before regionals start. What can you tell the team to make sure that this doesn't happen again?
Well, if it happens again, the season's over. So it's, I don't know how many lessons this group needs, but this tournament's right. It's an elimination game for a chance to get to the hockey's finals, and we didn't show up. So if our guys want to play the way we did tonight at the regionals, I don't think we're going to like the result.
Right there. Right. 30-minute form.
Lucas Tedesco, the 1T. How do you reset coming into this next couple weeks? What is the practice going to look like tomorrow? How's this going to go coming into the next week?
Well, the good thing is that we know we have another game, so that's the positive that we can take out of this. That wasn't the end to our season, so we got to get back to work and practice, and see if that translates for us.
Coach, defensively, seems like you guys gave up a couple goals on rebounds and getting their own rebounds. Just what happened in the defensive zone? You didn't necessarily like tonight.
In the defensive zone. Lost every battle. They were throwing pucks to the slot. We lost the battles. If there was a rebound, they got it. On the walls, they won the pucks. That's what happened in the D zone.
Right now.
Coach Brendan Locke, everything college hockey. The Svoboda and Amati line was really kind of the only one that was able to generate anything, but no one was really able to build off of that. The other three lines, I'm just curious how you can use a line that is playing well to try to build off.
Yeah, we were trying, but they were the only ones doing it. Why they were having some success was because they were skating, they were winning battles, they were putting pucks behind the other team. They were willing to play a hard game. Our other guys decided they didn't want to do that. I don't know. Like I said, I'll take responsibility. You know, we thought, you know, as a staff that we had the players prepared on how they're going to play. But obviously we didn't.
Daniel Connolly, the UConn blog. Just given the talent that UConn lost over the offseason, what difference do you see from them this season that's made them so good?
I see buy-in from all their players. I see speed. Like they really skate. They outskated us tonight. You know, all their forward lines play the exact same way. Their D play the same way. They have structure in everything they do, and they all buy into doing it. That's a pretty good recipe, and they're getting good goaltending as well. So, you know, all those things combined, that's a good recipe if you can get your guys to buy into that.
Anything else for Coach? All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.